But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys' loss in Green Bay, 28-7, the hands of the Packers, we say good morning to the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you guys, and we are.
You are what?
I'm with you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Get your head out of your ass, Chuck.
Sorry.
Well, how did that one sit with you yesterday?
Well, I think I thought that the game was a loss for us,
yeah.
Personally, professionally. I thought our team was boring. I did. The defense was okay, but our offense was about as exciting as a lap dance from Gene.
Hey, stop talking about her. Stop it.
You know, neither one makes me want to stand up anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
We're having fun, and we are.
This is fun.
But we do.
Yep.
Did you guys notice that I was never caught on camera yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I had requested that they not show me on the TV. I had made a new deal with Roosevelt to bring in a few restroom nookie girls to watch the game with me.
Oh, gosh.
And you know what me and the football team had in common yesterday?
What's that?
By halftime, neither one of us had scored. Nothing. Just had nothing.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jerry.
Yeah, they never showed you on the video screen yesterday.
You said that a little weird, I
thought. Really? Which part?
But I'm glad they didn't show me because I got sick after so much Johnny Walker there in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find a place to throw up. So in a panic, I had to quickly vomit into my toupee and slap it back down on my head before anyone saw my bald spot.
Gosh.
So I sat there the whole rest of the game with what looked like a combination of vegetable soup and oatmeal running down my temples.
Gross.
Oh, man.
Just seeping out.
Come on. People are eating breakfast right now. Stop.
Hey, let's not spake of Johnny Walker. Let's spake of Johnny Football.
Spake.
Yeah, he looked pretty good yesterday.
Well, I bet you really want him now.
Yeah, did you see where old Johnny Football played pretty good yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their team won.
I'm going to send my personal party patrol back up to Cleveland and try to get Johnny drunk enough to climb in a trunk so I can smuggle him back down here.
Well, they may cut him still, but he may not be available. You may have to go find a quarterback.
Did you see the passion? He had the passion.
That's what you want, passion.
That's what I want. I want the passion. Did you see where he slammed that computer internet tablet against his forehead?
Yeah.
That's the kind of passion I want backing up Tony Romo next year, not the calm, collected, non-tablet slamming Matt Castle. The one that overthrows every receiver he's ever seen.
He does seem to overthrow a lot, yeah.
He's just a spaz. He's a spasmodic. Hey, and you know what? Next game, I'm thinking about ordering my puppet to not start Matt Castle. What do you think about that?
Wow, that would be interesting. Make some news.
Kellen Moore?
No, Gene made me promise to start Jerry Jr. one game.
Oh, no.
So he's got his little Hutch helmet and everything, and he wants to get out there and play a few series.
You better give him a real helmet at least.
So I'm thinking, you know what? I can solve two problems at once, make Gene happy, order the offensive line to stand down, and watch him get his clock cleaned.
Oh, gosh. That's your son.
Knock that SOB in the next week.
Hey, hey.
But no, I obviously can't do that because despite my desire to paternity test him, he is my son, in at least legally.
Right.
And so I got to take care of Jerry Jr.
That's right.
And next weekend, I got other plans than to go see my football team lose again. I'm going to take my two sons, Stephen and Junior, to see that new Star Wars movie.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, it hadn't come out.
Oh, I haven't seen any of the new ones since that one that came out back in the bicentennial time. They still have WD-40 and CP-3O and
close enough.
And them picture shows.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, didn't you tell us once you had seen the trilogy?
Yeah, the trilogy. I love that trilogy. Them original talkies they made were real good.
Yeah.
I just wish they'd developed that Arkansas love story between Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia a little bit more.
Walker.
I wanted them to make sweet Arkansas love.
Hey, we don't want to see
sister.
That. No.
You know, that's good, though, that you're seeing the movie. That'll distract from all the criticism you've been getting.
Okay, that was said a little weird. That was all about. Hey, you guys written your Christmas letters to Santa this
yes,
year?
Yes, I have. I have. Have you?
Yeah, I have. The only thing I want for Christmas is a top five pick that I can use to trade down and take about seven guys from Arkansas. I think at the team Christmas party this year, I'm going to give all the players and coaches an iTunes gift card with about 50 cents each on them. Mm-hmm. And then when they tell me that they can't buy anything with it, I say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give you something that was worth enough to get anything. Well, now you know how I feel.
Wow, that's bitter.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
And Christmas is dead.
Hey, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's a very upset and irate Jerry Jones.